A devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, April 15th. I'm reading an excerpt from a book by Pius Parsh called The Church's Year of Grace, copyright 1954. What a glorious spectacle we witness each year as nature awakens from her winter slumbers. What transformation in field and forest, as the pall of ice and snow is blown aside by spring's warm winds and buds appear on tree and bush. If our gaze could but penetrate nature's workshops and see the tremendous activity in every sector, how tiny roots are bursting with life-giving sap, ready at a moment's notice to break forth and form the thick, soft carpet of leaves and flowers upon which spring will make her triumphal entry into the land. Today, as I am writing this, the entire landscape is bleak, gray, dead. But in 2 months, the meadows will be green, the trees will be full of blossoms, the birds will be singing, and a sense of joy and happiness and well-being will fill the land, for nature will have come to life again. It should be one of our objectives to regain this sense of close association with nature. The natural rhythm of the seasons should be a source of constant delight. Every tiny flower, every little animal, the rays of the sun, the chirp of birds, everything that spring brings back to us should inspire sentiments of joy and gratitude over our good fortune. However, we must not remain on the plane of nature. For us, nature is a holy symbol. It is a picture book given by God to his children in which they may see his beauty and his love. A picture book which tells of another world, which now at Easter is likewise celebrating resurrection, the world of supernatural life within us. Spring, with its transformation of hill and meadow, is, accordingly, a great symbol of an event in sacred history and of an event now taking place within the church. Springtime is nature executing her Easter liturgy. Neither poetry nor art can even approximate her grand display. In every corner of her vast cathedral, a thousand voices are shouting, Alleluia, the voices of creatures that have come to life. Yes, nature, holy, sinless, eternal, is holding her Easter rites. Oh, that we had eyes to see this mystery. Peace be with you this day.